Chris, first of all, commiserations. 4-1 defeat in the Women's AI Intermediate Cup semi-final. What do you make of the game?
Yeah, one was supposed to. The first thing is, you know, we're gutted to have lost the game today. You know, we came to Cork. We made the trip down yesterday, and, you know, we were fully intent on getting the victory and then coming up the road with a place in the final. But look, it hasn't happened. I suppose on a first glance, the 4-1 would give people certain sort of, you know, they would think it was maybe a comfortable victory for Douglas Hall. But look, two of the goals came in injury time at the end. You know, we sort of went for broke trying to get the equaliser. We were 2-1 down at half time, and, you know, we sort of huffed and puffed through a lot of the game without really causing them trouble in the final third, which was probably the most disappointing thing. One, you know, we didn't really, you know, we were in the game in the long spells, and we played very, very well for long parts of the game, but just didn't really ask enough of questions of the Douglas Hall goalkeeper. And, you know, we really, I suppose, didn't create enough of chances to win the game. And just, I suppose, very disappointed. You know, I feel probably most disappointed that we didn't do ourselves justice. But I suppose we just have to lick our wounds and go again.
Yeah, Natalie McFadden with your goal. Tell us a wee bit about that.
Yeah, well, I suppose we fell a goal down after 11 minutes. It was a disappointing goal that we conceded. It took us a little while to get back, sort of, you know, shake that from the heads. But, yeah, Natalie showed a good bit of experience and a good bit of sort of persistence walking up our left-hand side. And we got a good advantage from the referee, where we probably should have had a free kick. Referee allowed play to continue, and Natalie held off the defender and managed to get the better of the goalkeeper. And just sort of kept going past the goalkeeper and rolled the ball in, got us back at 1-1. And, you know, it's at that stage, you know, if we can hold this to half-time and hold the 1-1 to half-time, that, you know, we would have been obviously quite happy with that. But 3 minutes before half-time, we conceded a very poor goal from a corner. The ball's been knocked into the back post, and, you know, our players in the box really just didn't react quick enough. And the girls up from centre-back and allowed to knock the ball into the net, which sort of knocked the stuffing out of us a wee bit.
Yeah, then is there positives to take from the defeat?
Well, I suppose I'm the kind of fellow one, you know, I'd never take too many positives in terms of a defeat, you know, especially from a game that you wanted to win. But, you know, there's positives in that, you know, we've got to a National Cup semi-final, and positives in the character we showed to get here, you know, and the fact that we did compete extremely well with Douglas Hall. I mean, it was a real sort of nip-and-tuck game for the 90 minutes, and it ran away with it from us. An injury time, you know, the fact, I suppose, we were only sitting at 2-1 even going into injury time and really probably hadn't played to our full potential. You know, you would probably take a strange sort of a positive out of that, and that, you know, we know there's a lot more in us. We know there's a lot more in this group, and, you know, we still have an awful lot to play for this season, and, you know, there's still a lot of big games for us to get excited about and to get ourselves refocused for, and, you know, we've got to do that quite quickly.
Yeah, and you mentioned you have a few big games coming up. You have a Senior Cup to look forward to now.
Yeah, we do. We're back actually away to Cork City in 2 weeks' time. And, you know, it's just the end of the guys today in Douglas Hall. You know, people look at it and it's a nightmare if it's up. And, of course, for Bunnegie United, for the football club itself, you know, it's a nightmare in terms of logistics and in terms of, you know, the obvious financial cost. But, you know, for us as a team, it's fantastic to be in these competitions, you know. I mean, I remember saying it 5 years ago when I took the job that I wanted to get these girls and get this team to a level where they were competitive at intermediate. And the reward for that, the reward for getting to the semi-final is, you know, you get into the hat with the big guns of the Senior Cup. And, you know, it's luck of the draw. And unfortunately, we haven't had much luck in the draw of late. But, you know, Cork City, it's going to be a huge, huge challenge for us all. But again, they're great games and great occasions to be involved in, you know, to come from where we've come from and come from our starting point a number of years ago, to have risen up the levels now where we're even in these competitions. It's fantastic. And as I said, look, the fact that we have Cork City in 2 weeks' time means we'll get refocused very, very quickly. And, you know, we have a league game in between. We play Drumbar at home on Monday week. And, you know, we've got to get back on track there as well, because, you know, we're fully intent on winning silverware. And, you know, to do that, we're going to have to shake the heads clear very quickly from today and move on really swiftly.
Yeah, and finally then, you touched on it a bit about refocusing. Will the players find it difficult to refocus now, or will today's defeat be used as a motivator for the rest of the season?
Yeah, well, I suppose we're very, very lucky in the dressing room here. You know, we have a number of very, very experienced players that have been down long, hard roads in football matches and in football seasons gone by. And look, you know, it's a bitter pill to swallow for us today, and it's very, very disappointing. But, you know, the girls can see themselves, you know, they know the work they've put in, and they know the levels that they can get to. And, you know, I think after a day or two, you know, they'll not be long in sort of refocusing, because, the title does turn very quickly, and the next game does come at you very quickly. You know, we really don't have too much time to lick the wounds, and that's now where those senior players, you know, that have come in, you know, we have a number of players here, you know, the likes of Kiana Brogan and Niamh Maley, who have played at senior level, the likes of Kenesha McKinney, Natalie McFadden, who have been on the go for, you know, and been, you know, very experienced on a number of fronts. And it's going to be, you know, up to players like that now to sort of lift the rest and lift the group and make sure that, you know, make sure that today doesn't hang over us for too long.